Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, Peter Sweeney, my man. Yippee fry, yay! My name's Hansel, this is your KC Morning Show. Peter, how you feeling, man? You doing all right?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Friday, April 24th. Fry-yay, if you will, if you're just waking up in Kansas City. We're in, looks like the high 50s, low 60s. There's thunderstorms out there. Folks are getting, I'm here, let me, it's coming in right now. Yeah, they're getting wet and wild out there. So,
but more importantly, maybe most importantly, Pete, give me that. That Fry-yay.
Real
feel.
I have 62, low of 50 today. We get into the weekend. High of 66, low of 45 on Saturday. High of 70, low of 52 on Sunday. Really just the perfect weekend for there to be no coronavirus. Unfortunately, there still is. Not good. Temperatures are... I'm looking at your AccuWeather KC Morning Show forecast, and we do it always for the hose. This thing is going to be in the 60s and 70s for the foreseeable future, so we are officially rocking in spring.
Mm-hmm.
Good for us.
Dare I say rolling, rocking and a rolling.
Yeah. As you know from a few shows ago, you got to say keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Little Limp Bizkit.
Shout out to Fred Durst.
Hey, man. Are you okay? What are you running on right now? Fumes? How are you even awake?
Got to bring the heat at all times. Always. I mean, if there's ever a way to just try to muster up some heat, you got to do it for the KC Morning Show. And don't forget, it's presented by Charlie Hustle. We'll tell you about a few things
they're doing. I was waiting for it.
I almost forgot, but I remembered right in the nick of time. The shirts, and they got a new initiative we'll talk about in just a little bit. We have our promo code as usual, but we're right in the middle of the NFL draft. I went to bed about, 3 hours ago, so it's good to be up again. Who needs sleep nowadays?
Don't need it.
Sleep, I mean, we're home all day. I'm sitting around. I'm like Jabba the Hutt out here.
I love it when you make Star Wars references. I love that. So I wore my Chiefs Charlie Hustle shirt.
Right.
Are you going to slide yours on at some point today?
Apologies to Charlie Hustle, who does a fantastic job. I have 5 or 6 shirts.
Come on.
But I just rolled out of bed in what I was wearing since I was awake also 120 minutes ago. So I am sorry to the Huss, but listen, we'll be back in business, I think, wearing it next week. This is the Friday edition. We're excited about it. What's going on today's show, Hartzell?
We have some things and some stuff. We're going to check in on you to make sure you're set because you had your draft coverage last night. Excellent job from Arrowhead Pride, Pete. I will give you credit for that.
This guy.
So, you know, congrats on making it to Friday because you got me in a good mood. So I'm over here giving me some free plugs.
Thank you.
We also have a buddy of mine, Colin Deedon. He was the lead singer for the Mowglies. Remember that band? San Francisco. They did a bunch of stuff. I'm good. I love that track. And now he's going solo. He's doing a solo stint as Little Hurt. So Kansas City's own.
Who?
Colin Deedon.
Little Hurt.
On the show.
That's his new name?
Mm-hmm. He's getting a little sad. He's getting a little emo pop alt.
It's
pretty solid.
As you know, I'm a sports guy. Mm-hmm. They used to call Randy Johnson, great pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Big Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And
I knew that. I knew things. I remember that World Series. I remember that one. Yankees, right?
So it does make me wonder if Colin and Randy Johnson are the new duo. Moved on from the Mowglies, and now he's a part of the Hurts.
Mm-hmm. It's a modern-day Hall & Oates.
Sure.
And I love that. I think that's got some real legs to it. So Colin's going to be on the show. Super excited for you to hear that. And, of course, Flicks on Friday. Shedwards, as you call him. Sean Edwards.
My guy.
Fox 4.
Mr. Movie.
The Screening Room. He's got some good stuff, too.
Shawnee Flicks, as he likes to go by sometimes.
Oh, I like that one. Ooh, I have to tell him that one. Shawnee Flicks. I will relay that message to him, my friend.
It'll be tweeted before the end of the show, I can guarantee.
I'm not going to steal it, man. I'm not going to steal it. I don't steal original content that's mine. Because you know, right. I gave you that content. I texted you that line earlier today so that you could say it. That's how that worked.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what's mine is yours, and what's yours is certainly mine.
Mm-hmm. Any surprises last night? We're going to talk about the draft in sports. We have a sports segment. But anything before we get into the show, anything big, anything top of your head you want to get off your chest, Pete?
Yeah, so this was interesting I found about last night. I ordered a package online, and I think one of my new neighbors swiped it from me. I couldn't find it anywhere. It says it was delivered. So is the move to go door to door and say, hi, did you happen to take the wrong package, and just meet everyone? Like maybe I'll make them a Jell-O ring or something, mm-hmm. and then I could check their apartments for this package I'm missing, or do I just move on and email the company and say, send me another one?
What was the package? Like, is it worth starting to knock on some doors and seeing who
should yeah, it's down, not, it's not super expensive. It's one of those sticks that you put in your TV to get the movies and the entertainment.
Oh, like a Fire Stick or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like
Gotcha. Okay. Is it one of those situations like a Tom Brady where he just walks in the wrong house? Maybe they grabbed the wrong package. I'm assuming this was
all. Look at you with the sports knowledge there. Yeah. No.
Thank you.
I'm not going to randomly walk into a place. This would be a more of aggressive knock.
No, I'm thinking maybe they walked into your place on accident.
Accident. Oh, yeah. You got to give people the benefit of the doubt nowadays. Everyone is such a good person out there. And so my heart goes out to them.
My heart goes out to you, Pete. I hope you get your package back. That's not a good way to start a new place, a new housewarming week. That's not great.
No. I honestly don't think I'm going to go door to door, but I do wonder about that. But we did have the draft.
I'll bust some heads, man. I will come out and cut some folks. You know I will.
Well, thank you for
that. Let me know.
We did have the draft last night, and because the Chiefs are your world champions of the world,
is that how that works?
Yes. They pick last. So you have this thing that started 7:00. I mean, we got the pick at like 12:30. So
I didn't make it, man. I didn't make it. I could not make it to our pick. It was too slow.
But then afterwards they do interviews. So that's what I was doing about, 4 or 5 hours ago. And you'll hear from Brett Veach and Clyde Edwards-Helaire before the end of the show. We'll have some.
Make sure
some
I get that highlights. Right. Make sure I get that right, because I always correct you on the Sporting KC guys. So you got to make sure I get his name mm-hmm. right. It is not Helaire. You got to drop that H. It's right. Silent.
Cool. Right.
Cool. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for you, because now you're back. You're back in the swing of things. Your off season is over. You know that, right?
Well, this is a worry that I do have among me and my Chiefs media compadres, and this is serious.
Among me, he says.
And it is, well, when are things going to resume? Because I feel like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of news this weekend, and there'll be a ton of Chiefs news Thursday to Sunday, because you're looking at 5 new players, so it's always interesting to know who are these guys. But after we get finished and done, I don't know what we're going to talk about, because all the workouts are virtual right now. Until training camp. And so, unless the Chiefs send us an email and say, hey, someone wants to jump on a video conference, which is the plan to happen, but it's just going to be a bit different this offseason of trying to develop stories and allowing folks to get to know these guys.
Well, hey, listen, we're going to talk about that in sports, but I knew she had a long night, so I just want to make sure that my guy is good to go. Good to go, ready, fired up for a KC Friday edition of KC Morning Show. How about that?
It is what it is. The draft is the draft. Friday is Friday. Life is life. And so
I'm pumped that we got a Friday freestyle coming up. Pete's gonna Friday freestyle that news intro. This is me telling you right now, because I thought you might
keeping,
have already
forgotten. Yeah, just certainly keeping the streak alive of not remembering that I have to do that. So
you want to do something real quick? I didn't know how much content you were going to come in because you were busy and you were, working last night. Look at you, working man.
So twerking.
9 to 5. Also twerking. Peter T. Swing, the T stands for twerk that. Mm. And so I, out of the goodness of my heart, trying to help you out, trying to make this show still feel like a big thing, a big fight feel, I helped you out. And what I did was put together.
Oh God, this is not what I need.
A list!
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list!
Yeah, man! Your Friday edition of the list of Hartzell. I'm excited. You're gonna like this one, Pete. This one right here. Dare I say? It's got potential. It's got potential. My name is Hartzell. This is my list. In the age of Corona, dictionary.com, it has to make some updates because we have new lingo now. We have new new terms, conditions, all that. So dictionary.com has updates for you. Pete, would you like to hear a list of updated words, slangs, updated words or slang terms to dictionary.com?
But I have no choice on the matter, so.
You have no choice at all. Number one, they've added novel coronavirus. They had to add that novel because that's was that's what people were asking for. Use it in a sentence. The public health threat of novel coronavirus is happening now. That's a real life. Use it in a sentence. Rona, the slang of Corona. Use it in a sentence. I'm not even trying for a beach body this year since Rona ruined my summer plans. Number three, this is your list of Hartzell. Dictionary.com had to update some of its terms and conditions in the age of Corona. Social distance, you've heard that a ton of times now. You don't need me to use it in a sentence. Shelter in place, also being updated from dictionary.com. And that right there, your list starts. Other words, there's an honorable mention of this list. Other words that are being Googled on dictionary.com: profiteering, gouging, germaphobe, hunker down, all those being added to dictionary.com.
Careful. And how do you know
that? You know that because this is your list of Hartzell.
It is. It's important that you stay inside so you don't get the Rona, or as I like to call it, the Roni.
Don't you feel like you know so much more about...
Because, Hartzell, if you get it, I'm going to start calling you Roni Soprano. Or maybe I'll call you...
Boo.
Roni Danza.
Oh, man. You always know how to find a way to ruin my list, man. Find a way. Although, Roni Danza's got legs to it. That's not bad. I'll take that one. That right there, your Friday list to Hartzell. You now Roni know... I was going to go 90s R&B and go Roni, Roni, Roni for the Tony, Tony, Tony. Kids, ask your parents. My mom loves some Tony, Tony, Tony.
For real.
Pete, you're now, you're listed Roni up. Roni Hawk, pro skater. Pete,
okay.
You want to talk about some things, want to discuss some stuff. We got a stacked show. Kyle and Deedon of the Mowglies and Little Hurt. You've got Sean Edwards, Peter Peace Swing. The P stands for a pretty man. I don't know if I can give you any more teases than that. I don't know if I can give you a better intro. Take me to the news, Pete.
Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Hey!
There he goes.
Woo-wee! It's a Friday cut of your KC morning show, which means here in about, a matter of moments, Peter Effin Sween, the F stands for freestyle. He's about to cut us off with some bars. Peter, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to count you in. And then we're ready to go. Here we go.
It's the show during the draft. You can't add, so do the math. Careful now, don't get the Rona. Looking so green like Shrek. Hey, Fiona. With us, you can't lose. Let's do the news.
It had so much potential, man.
Yeah, we had
what
a nice...
What happened?
Well, typically I'll be able to drop down full lines, and I said one word today, and look, I'm not Marshall Mathers.
I just thought you could hit us with that stream of consciousness, man.
Yeah.
Not this week. You had a busy night. You're working on fumes. I understand. Don't even sweat it, man.
What do you think?
Don't sweat it.
See, Linus?
I don't know if I can even give you a grade today.
You're right. C+.
I don't think I can give you a grade.
Incomplete?
Honestly, I'm going to give you an incomplete, and you can turn it back in for completion points next week. Does that work?
The first in college was not even getting a grade. Like when you're, because if at least if you get a C, you're done with it and never have to think about it ever again. When you got an incomplete and your professor was like, I'm going to give you another opportunity. And then you sit there and you're like, well, I have to do this all over again.
Like, I don't want to do it. I didn't want to do it the first time.
I thought I was completely done with this project.
I think in this situation, man, it's more of a pass fail. I mean, because you did the freestyle. It wasn't up to the quality that you've done before, but I know as a professional, as a purist, you're going to turn it around next week. Don't seem very confident. That's all right. Let's do the news.
Turn it around next week. Why do ducks have them beaks?
Good save, Pete. Good save. You really nailed that one. All right. Let's, I gotta find a better way to fade that out. We're still doing the video deal, which, by the way, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, all those things, the Instagrams, YouTube. What are those plugs, Pete? What are those handles before we start the next?
Instagram is the KC Morning Show. It is KC Morning Show everywhere else. I don't even know how to get to the YouTube. I don't even think it's youtube.com/KC Morning Show.
Here, hold on. Let me just see. I can check real quick. I
think it's a bunch of random letters, so I wouldn't even bother. I don't think there's an easy way to get to it.
Hold on. Let me just before we S on the program. Oh, you're right. That's not easy.
No.
Oh, it's not. It should have been. Okay. That should be a
all
thing
these other
that
we websites have slash and then you're allowed to.
For.
Yeah, it says slash and you're allowed to just like put in whatever username you want. YouTube just says, what? No. Here are the random characters.
What a bunch
assigned.
Of bull.
But you could look up the KC Morning Show and find it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to send an email. That should not have been as difficult as what it was. I will do that.
You're going to send an
today.
Email to YouTube.
To the YouTubes? I can do that. I know people. Don't underestimate my abilities, Pete. Don't do that. All right, let's do the news. My name is Hartzell. That is Pete.
In a lot of the ways, you're very young and you know, soulful man, but you do have some old man to you. Like you're gonna send an email or like complain to just the YouTube.com. I'm gonna call them and give them a piece of my mind. Yeah. Good luck, man.
Thanks, man. Okay. We have some updates. We have some news. We passed some legislation last night. A $480 billion funding bill. This is the fourth stimulus package, and it is headed to the president's desk today.
Thursday, Democrats and Republicans came together to pass the expansion of the coronavirus relief package.
Money ran out before they could get their loan. They desperately need this to keep their businesses afloat and to keep moving forward.
Democrats supported the additional $300 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program, but also held out to secure funding for hospitals, protective equipment, and testing.
When we are reopening our economy, we know that we have the ability and the capacity to broadly test and determine where there might be potential outbreaks and take isolated preventative measures.
So the bulk of the bill looks like it is dedicated to the PPP. We talked about that this week, the Paycheck Protection Program. Lawmakers allotted, there we go, for $350 billion. And they also put some money in for hospitals and testing and all that. So more money on the way. If you can get some, congratulations. Make sure you file for unemployment, y'all, this weekend. I almost forgot this week. So these press conferences, Pete, we've talked about them. Hit or miss. Sometimes you get some information. Most of the time you end up just getting some Twitter headlines. And yesterday was no different because, of course not, the president gave his press conference on the coronavirus. And the beginning of it was fine. And then he made a turn.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside.
Something isn't computing is essentially what's happening.
I thought we were trying to work on, vaccines. But apparently we can just go out in the sun and get some vitamin D. There are some officials and some medical experts on TV who heard that comment. And they too had some questions.
The idea of introducing something that is a known toxin into the body, isopropyl alcohol, disinfectants. I mean, those are things we always worry that kids swallow accidentally, or people who are intentionally trying to hurt themselves will swallow accidentally. There's one thing to be in your kitchen or your bathroom and be like, I have this wild idea. It probably makes no sense. And then your spouse can say, yeah, that's ridiculous. And that's the end of it. But to sort of have that stream of consciousness allowed on national TV with so many impressions. People watching, it was remarkable.
I don't know if we need to be sticking alcohol in my veins.
See, there's nothing to me. And if you have a tough weekend, you're feeling a little bit dirty, maybe you stayed out too late, mm-hmm. Nice tall glass of Lysol, make you feel a-okay.
Glass half full? No, the Lysol half full.
I think I need to say this to prevent the lawsuit. That is a joke.
Absolutely. Full disclosure and disclaimer. We didn't mean any of that.
Do not drink the glass of Lysol.
We speculate blindly on this show. All week we've been talking about how we're going to reopen Missouri. I didn't mention Kansas side because Governor Laura Kelly is more of the let's see how this goes approach. Let's stay the course. But Governor Mike Parson on the Missouri side has been trying to reopen this thing. And it looks like as early as today, he's going to have some more concrete guidelines on how we're supposed to do this thing.
On Friday, Missouri Governor Mike Parson will release his plan to reopen the state. He says one key part of the reopening process will be testing.
What we're really trying to get to is what is the capacity of testing we can do towards that May 4th date is what we're looking at. What's the capacity? One of the things we're finding out right now, not as many people are being tested as what wanted to be tested once. The demand's not there like it once was.
The guidelines, which Parson alluded to Thursday, going to be including recommendations for restaurants and bars and salons and barbershops. And okay.
There's no way they know the information. So they're taking a big risk here because I think
huge.
People can get sick and you can see another spike. I actually got an email from my gym today and it was asking for my input as to how members feel like they should go about reopening the club. So it's probably a good way to go about it. I mean, I'm sure every club and every business wants to reopen. They're losing a ton of money, but at the same time, it's like, good luck and be careful. Cause what happens if someone gets really sick because you decided to maybe open too early?
And they're even banking on a second wave. Like Governor Parson said,
right.
He was further quoted. I think we're going to be much more prepared for that second wave when it comes, if it comes. But he stressed the rest of that sentence by saying we have to open up the economy. All right, man.
Not that I am not a Parsons guy at all, and I don't agree with most of the things that come out of his mouth. At the same time, I don't know if you could subscribe to like just the indefinite shutdown. Like right now, it almost feels like you could make a case every single day to stay closed forever. You don't also want to put the American people in a situation where you're in a depression,
Right,
I don't.
Right.
And so, wow. And what are people unemployed going to do? This is ruining businesses. Parkway. I don't even know if you have this in the news. So sorry if I'm stepping on you, but Parkway, that corner restaurant on the plaza that you've seen a number of restaurants go through, they're closing down for good. Like you're having businesses close down for good. So again, I don't know what to do. I mean, that's above my pay grade.
The folks up north, they think they have an idea, and their idea, right, is opening this thing up.
for better or for worse.
Some areas of the metro will be reopening nearly 2 weeks earlier than initially planned.
Clay County made that decision. North Kansas City followed. Cass County is also amending their stay-at-home order to May 3rd as well. Meanwhile, Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri stand firm. They will not lift the stay-at-home order until May 15th.
Clay County is saying that that this came from their health department, that their health department thinks that it's the best thing.
It did. And I read the release from the health department. And so, you know, politics in different jurisdictions work differently. I can't tell if the world has changed in a week or if the world of politics has changed more.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, he said that we will continue to always have public health, not political wins, be our guide for what is best in Kansas City. And I would hope that throughout the metropolitan area, as folks look to change orders, that they do what hasn't happened in the last 2 days, which is to have responsible conversation about how we reopen.
I saw the other day, and this is just food for thought too, and it came from NFL's Richard Sherman, the San Francisco 49ers cornerback, but he just brought up the point, well, what if we never come up with a vaccine? And it's just an interesting thing to think about. Like, what if that's true? Are we just going to just not ever go out of our houses ever again? And not to say that I'm coming around and sort of being this guy that's like, open up. But I just wonder how
long.
You've
become quite the libertarian today, Pete. My God, what a turn.
How long? It's a heel turn. I just don't know. It's a feasible question of just how long you wait. I'm really towing the middle here because I don't feel like it's time to just go dive back into the economy.
Let's do some positive stuff. These last few are going to be nothing but the power of positivity.
Bring us back.
Bring us back. We talked about the draft earlier. There'll be more draft talk in sports. The consensus, yay, nay.
You know what? I think people were happy that there is impactful television on. Like right now, it's been all – you've seen documentaries like – The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, and people are excited about that. That's still something that happened already. This is like new sports information. So people really embraced it. It was very different, but I think people liked it a lot.
That, of course, is Las Vegas, Nevada, where the draft was supposed to be held. But things have changed dramatically, and we have changed with it. The draft, in all its glory, is still coming to you tonight, just from a different location and in a different way. And with that, we welcome you in to the 2020 NFL Draft.
Yes, we're hopeful. Yes,
sir. We've played that on the show before once.
We have a little Wednesday wisdom. So Trey Wingo finally getting on board. He must have listened to the program once or twice. Must have.
I don't know if it's Trey Wingo's decision to put the music on, but I like where your head is at. I think you're right on there. It is a inspiring and hopeful song, quite literally. The NFL draft was supposed to be in Vegas this year, and so they announced last night that it will be back in 2022. So presumably, and you know, we've been talking, everything's back to normal by then, and Vegas will get their draft 2022, and then 2023 draft comes to Kansas City, Missouri. So that's 3 years from now.
I am so excited for this news. In the battle between The Office versus Parks and Rec, the TV show, everybody likes to say it's The Office.
I declare bankruptcy!
Hey, I just wanted you to know that you can't just say the word bankruptcy and expect anything to happen.
I didn't say it. I declared it. Still.
That's the cop-out answer. The correct answer is Parks and Rec. And I have the best news. Parks and Rec coming back.
Hi, it's Amy Poehler inviting you to a very special Parks and Rec, all shot from our homes. We, along with our neighbors at State Farm, are coming together to raise money for Feeding America, and we hope you'll join us.
A new Parks and Rec story, Thursday, April 30th on NBC.
And Leslie Knope, Ben Wyatt, Tom Haverford, the gang is back, Ron Swanson. Oh, man. So the whole cast is on board for a scripted special next Thursday, going to be benefiting Feeding America. Going to be taking place like in our current situation. And Leslie Knope, Amy Poehler, she is determined to keep in touch with all of her friends while social distancing, and everyone's gonna be filming it from their homes. 8:30 next Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you with everything. I love that the show is doing something for charity. I think this will make people a lot happier because it'll be something entertaining to watch. That Saturday Night Live flopped, but this coming back has nothing to do with that Parks and Rec versus The Office debate. More people have watched and enjoyed The Office than have Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec is a little bit more of like a cult classic.
Oh, what are you saying? You're saying a bunch of nonsense.
The Office is like the Titanic deal. Like you have an underground group of people that have watched Parks and Rec.
I'll just say this. You know why Parks and Rec is a better show? I'll say two words. Scott's Tots. Parks and Rec doesn't have that episode. The Office does. And that is one of the most cringeworthy episodes in all of television. And for that reason alone, Parks and Rec with the win.
You're going to go into the one of the worst parts or worst parts of a show. Mm. Every show has that. Every show has had times where, and that they came up in before like things were culturally changing and things like that. I mean, you want to talk about that and you want to bring up a reason not to watch a certain show, then I hope you're not watching pro wrestling ever again, because pro wrestling was horrible in the 90s with the King and what he would say on a daily show-to-show basis, and the hero of wrestling, Hulk Hogan. I think you forgave wrestling for what it was, Hartzell. So let's not have this one show and hold it over The Office's head.
I'll just finish it with this. Bye-bye, little Sebastian.
Bye-bye, little Sebastian. Your 5,000 candles in the wind.
If you get it, you get it. If you get it,
you get it. I don't even get it.
Let's wrap it up with this. Oh, because the Parks and Rec diehards will. You poser. You poser. Let's wrap it up with this. Guess who's back in the game? The Rolling Stones. For the first time in a long time. Feel like a ghost. The Rolling Stones have released brand new music.
And everyone is just so bored.
Let's take a listen. I don't hate that, actually. It's not bad. The track is called Living in a Ghost Town. That's the brand new music from the Rolling Stones. The first new song in 7 years.
Actually, not bad.
It's really not bad at all.
Kind of bangs.
It, dare I say, bumps. Bangs, slaps. What are all the kids saying?
I don't even know anymore.
Their first original composition, oh, I'm wrong, 8 years. The first since Doom and Gloom and One More Shot came out in 2012. Living in a Ghost Town. That wasn't terrible. Might play that on the radio later today. Peter, we have some things to knock out. Peter H. Sween. The H stands for housekeeping, because we're going to talk about some Charlie Hustle. Then we've got Colin Deaton, formerly of the Mowglies. He is now going solo with Little Hurt, Kansas City's own. Colin Deaton, he's tour with the world. He's very good at music and stuff. He's going to be on the show. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, Sean Edwards. He's going to be on the show. Man, I'm excited. Pete, give me a letter.
A.
Peter A. Swing. The A stands for, and away we go. It's your KC Morning Show.
Show. Every Friday on the KC Morning Show is presented by Charlie Hustle, and they've got a draft weekend sale going on right now for your Arrowhead collection.
Like that.
30% off. Plus, we have our coupon code KCMS20. That's 20% off. I'm not sure both combos or both coupons will work at the same time. We have no knowledge one way or the other, so try it.
Even though we have no knowledge and no real facts and we're going to speculate blindly, we're going to still talk about it. That's who we are.
It looks like there's the Charlie Hustle selling some heart face masks. So the Heart KC on their masks do good and feel good. And the communities section, they go back and give support to what are the favorite causes of Kansas City. So if you see your favorite charity's t-shirt, you can help give back too. They have a number of shirts that the proceeds are going right to coronavirus outbreak help. So good on Charlie Hustle. It's worth checking out this weekend. Again, you could use your promo code KCMS20.
20% off. I need to get some stuff. It's been way too long. The last, the last bit of merch I picked up was Chiefs. I think it was the world Championship.
I think the last time we saw Pat too was around when Sporting was still going on. Remember he was texting you at the game with your comb in your hair.
I can't wait to see people, and when I do see people, we're gonna give them all the hugs, and we're going to be wearing the sweet stylings, the sweet, sweet stylings of Charlie Hustle. Right. One more time, Pete, what's that promo code?
KCMS20.
KCMS20.
If there's one thing that I found is as true as the sunrise, it's that I like being on there with Hustle.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, y'all. My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. My friend, my brother, Kansas City's own Colin Deedon joining us. You've heard Colin in many different ways. The Mowglis.
I lost my head in San Francisco, waiting for the fog to roll out. But I found it in a rain cloud. It was smiling down.
Now my man is doing that solo thing he does. Colin, what up, man? Or sorry, Little Hurt.
You say you lost that feeling.
What's going on, brother?
Little Hurt, baby. It's good, man. Things are going, as good as you can expect under the circumstances. I miss you. Good to hear your voice.
How's everything holding up, man? Because I miss you, too, and I worry about you.
it's going, dude. It's like, it's hard to stay inspired. Like, I always say, there's nothing, like, super inspiring or, like, sexy to me about this, like, global pandemic. So it's like, as much as I want to use this time to be writing a lot, I find it a little bit difficult. But
you mean COVID, but sexy's not working for you? What you talking about?
It's not working for me, dude. it's all right, man. I mean, being in LA, it's like a little hectic just because there's different parts of the country. There's less people freaking out. Like there's like a lot of people like freaking out here.
You're in LA, man, and I feel like California. You guys were in the news early. I mean, is everybody still being a normal human, or we lost it?
Honestly, man, it has gotten better. At first, it was, like, absolutely f***ing insane. But, honestly, man, like, it seems like things, at least from my perspective, from where I'm at here in L.A., like, are sort of falling back into this. It's a little more mellow. People are a little less on edge. I think it's sort of because the fear is, like, either we're getting used to it, we're adjusting to it, or we're finding a way to rationalize it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to talk to you about the stuff you got out, man. I want to plug you. I want to gas you up. When did you make the switch? You had so much success with the Mowglis, and you've always stayed true to Kansas City.
Now I'm missing Kansas City. Now I'm missing Kansas City.
And so now you're staying true to you. When did you decide that you had to make that leap?
That's a good way to put it. I made that leap when I started to feel like I wasn't being so true to me anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
I started to feel like I was doing it a lot for. I mean, it was safe. It felt safe. It was a safe. The Mowglis was a very safe place for me. I'd done it for a very long time, and I just felt like I took that to where I could take it, and I didn't. My heart. I just found my heart not in it anymore. Because you gotta love what you're doing, or else. It feels like work, man.
I have first come to know you from a video game, man. Like you guys were on a soundtrack, and like that is crazy success. And then you decide to do your own thing. Like, how nervous were you?
Yeah, we had a song in The Sims, where we had to sing like the Mowglis. We sang San Francisco like in Simlish, which is like the Sims language. But yeah, man. So like it's still scary. I mean, every single day I'm like, is this, was it the right decision? But it was. And, like, now the song is starting to do well. It's about to break into top 40 radio.
Congrats, brother.
In the next week or so. Yeah, thanks, man. And, thanks to you guys also for spinning it at the buzz. Like, it's one of a lot of awesome stations supporting the song. And, you gotta take those risks, man. You just have to, or else, like, unless you're the kind of person who's, like, okay with everything just being the same forever, which, like, just isn't the kind of dude that I am. That's just not me. It's like I want to see, like, how much can I push myself? How uncomfortable can I make myself? What's going to happen when I become that uncomfortable? What kind of art am I going to make? Like, that's the kind of person that I'm always thinking, like, how can I shake up? And, I was in the Mowglis for 10 years, dude. Like, that was 10 years of touring the world, and I appreciate every moment of it, but it was time to go.
Because I've listened to the new stuff, man. I love it. It's so good.
And I'm a wreck. I do it for the sex.
It is so good, because you said, like, it's going to break top 40, but it could break so many different genres. I love it so much. What's your elevator pitch, the difference between what you're doing back then and who you are now?
I mean, I think it's like a distilled version, a very concentrated version of who I was, you know, writing for the Muzzlers, because, you know, when I started the Muzzlers, it started off as like a peace and love happiness band. And as time goes on, you know, like real things occur in life that like, that make you realize that it's not that all the time. And so like, as the band started to progress and time went on, I started writing kind of sadder songs for the Muglies, but they're kind of like they're kind of dispersed here and there. But now it's like, now I'm able to just say whatever I want all day, you know, and it's 100% me. And that's like a really refreshing, way to create art.
My man, Colin Deaton, a.k.a. Little Hurt. So I know you got stuff to do, and I'm hoping that's good stuff you got to do, right? You talking to some people that's going to make me happy?
Yeah, we got some calls to make, and I don't know, whatever. I got to just sit there and listen to people talk for a little while.
So. You hate to see it, but it happens to the best of us, man.
Yeah.
What should we listen to? Like, what do you want us to go listen to right now from Little Hurt?
Oh, man, listen to Better Drugs, and then I'll also say that I have a new song coming out. I'm not allowed to say when, but it's like literally like you can count on like two hands when the next song is coming out.
Look at us, man. We're breaking news.
I haven't said that. I haven't said that to anyone yet. So just so everyone knows, yeah, you can count on two hands when my next song is dropping. So I'm excited about that.
You heard nothing, but you also heard nothing here first. So there you go. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Colin Deaton, yeah. My man, my brother. Next time I have you on this show, we're going to talk a little sports, because last time you were in town, you got me in trouble. And that's the most I'm going to say about that. We also had some fun, though.
I'm still hungover from that night. It was like 4 months ago.
All right, man. Hey, stay safe. Stay healthy. Love you, man. And we'll talk to you soon.
Love you, man. Bye.
See you, brother.
That is humor. I recognize that.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter S. Swain, the S stands for sports.
We come to you on this Friday with a new Kansas City Chief, and it is at the running back position. LSU running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire is now a Kansas City Chief. Here was general manager Brett Veach talking about his new player.
The kid, just his interior running ability, the vision and the instincts are rare and unique. I mean, the guy has the ability to kind of play the game in slow motion. Lateral agility, vision, his ability to start and stop and redirect his hands out of the backfield. Some of those guys you mentioned, they have all, you know, some guys have the one trait, some guy has the other trait. We felt like he kind of had all those traits.
If you're looking for something to tell your pal at the virtual water cooler today, here's what you need to know about Clyde. Clyde is this new school type of running back that isn't just one of these guys you hand the football off to and he goes, runs through the offensive line like you would see in the 1950s. No, this guy does it all. He can catch as a wide receiver. You can spread him out wide. You could do some ghost action in the backfield. You could do that traditional running back. And so what he offers is another player who can play wide receiver. So now the Chiefs have all these skill position players. So that means tight end, running back, or wide out, who can play wide out. So this makes Andy Reid's offense completely and utterly seamless. You can call any play at any time. The offense may be more explosive next year because of this addition. We'll see what they do now in the next few days, get some defensive players because they need that too. But this is another weapon for Patrick Mahomes. Some people thought that they would go in this direction. They end up doing that. And Clyde actually talked to the media last night, Hartzell, and here's what he had to say about joining the Chiefs offense.
Watching the Kansas City offense last year, they were big on getting the back out in space. Any check down, any way the back can get out and run a route, that's where, you know, I absolutely did most of my damage as far as, being in a passing game. And that's what Kansas City is big on, and that's what the foundation is built on, being able to get the ball in space and spread the ball out. That makes defenses stress.
If you know the running back Brian Westbrook, who was with Andy Reid for years, that's the comparison for this player. Andy Reid watched the tape and said, no, he's better than Brian.
Oh, wow. I heard somebody say a little Priest Holmes comparison.
There's a Priest Holmes comparison from Daniel Jeremiah, yes. And this is a franchise. And before Patrick Mahomes, let's just be honest and call a spade here. The Chiefs didn't have a ton of history to be proud of, especially from 1990 on to about 2013. But they always had a pedigree of the running back position, where you had guys like Marcus Allen and Priest Holmes, and of course Jamaal Charles. For a brief time, you had a Kareem Hunt. Now you get a guy, a homegrown guy like a Mahomes, who has never played for anyone but your Kansas City Chiefs. And if he really clicks with this Andy Reid offense, you may have another one of these running backs. And how about that football name, Hartzell? Clyde Edwards.
We going with the Glide, or is that's given?
Someone
that's
said Clyde the Glide already last night, and then I saw online as I was trying to do some research, so a lot of people call him CEH, dating back to his LSU days. Okay. He had 1,800 yards from scrimmage as LSU went 15-0 last year. So,
this is pretty good at football, huh?
No better person to go to when you're this versatile than Andy Reid. So we're excited about that.
Can I paint you a bit of a picture, an analogy that I came up with last night as I was falling asleep?
Okay.
This draft pick reminded me a lot, Pete, of an apple pie, a slice of apple pie. A delicious slice of apple pie. You've got a crust that's a buttercream. You've got a filling, a glaze. You got the crisp of the flaky, crispy crust. It's a wonderful pie. And I can get with my meal a delicious Caesar salad or some vanilla ice cream. Right. Now, the salad's great in its own right. And maybe that's what I needed to begin with. But I know for a fact that ice cream is going to complement that pie so well. So why take the risk on that salad when I know for a fact that my pie, as great as it was, my pie, it just got better.
I don't know if that is a correct analogy, but
come on! Give me a break! That was good!
Here's what I'll say. I like the effort. I'll give you an E for effort.
The podcast books say that you have to paint a picture, and I think I did that.
What I'll do for you here is give you an incomplete. And you could come back next week and give me another analogy. And so thank you for that. I don't have a ton of other sports. I'm a little zoinked, I'll admit. I have had 2 hours of sleep, so I gave you your draft news. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes was on this week with Kirk Herbstreit on Instagram. So some interesting things came out of that. You can go to arrowheadpride.com. He mentioned the top three plays of his career, and he mentioned the unsung heroes of the Chiefs. He updated us on the offseason. He's been working out down in Texas with his girlfriend, Brittany, who's a trainer. And Brittany's actually been training your quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. So
I saw that video. Interesting stretch there, Pat. Interesting.
Everything right now is work from home, including the NFL draft, including your new chief, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and including who's become the prince, the mayor of Kansas City. Sorry, Q, Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, Pat, listen, man, that's an interesting way to do a squat. Go watch that video. I see what you're doing, Brittany. I see what you're doing.
As a Chiefs reporter, I'm going to stay away from any commentary on this matter. That's sports.
Flicks on Friday. That's up next, because if it's a Friday, we're going to talk to our man, Fox 4 film critic from the Screening Room, Sean Edwards.
I see Sean.
This is your KC Morning Show.
Impressive, most impressive.
The KC Morning Show.
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic Sean Edwards, the man who tells us all the things we need to know when it comes to movies, televisions, or otherwise, life in general. Sean Edwards, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? It's good, man. Life is real good right now.
Life is solid?
You know what? Life's good because I'm out of the house, man. I'm on a date, man. I'm hanging out at the Fireside Barbecue and Bar. They're having like a concert where you pull your car into the parking lot. Like you pull your car every other spot, the car, open up the windows, open up the sunroof, listen to a little live music, and get some fire barbecue, dude.
See, I love it when you call in this show when you're on a date. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time. I like to think that we are your good luck charm, man. We getting you a little lucky? I'm just saying.
It's working. It's working. And this barbecue's fire, man. I'm going to drop 4 popcorn bags on it. It's good, man.
Why are we not doing drive-ins? You are the case study right now that we should be bringing these things back.
Yeah, drive-ins are blowing up right now because the multiplexes are not going to open anytime soon. Reason number one, there's nothing to show. Like, every major theatrical release has basically been pushed to 2021. Like they're pushing movies that were supposed to open in October and November to 2021. You can pretty easily social distance at a drive-in. Although I don't know if there are any drive-in theaters open in the KC metro area yet. But drive-ins are going to have the same problem as the multiplexes because they're not going to have anything new. But I guess you're a little more forgivable watching an old movie at a drive-in because that's kind of nostalgic,
that's
right?
The point, right? Exactly.
Man, I don't know.
Sean, make it work, man. I got to get out of the house. I got to get on a date, too. You can't hog all the dates, man. I need you to make this work.
I know the guys. I know the guys at the Boulevard Drive-In. I got to call them and ask them, like, what's going on, guys? Let's make this happen.
I need you to report back and have some info for us next week because I need this to happen, man. Do it for me.
I'm checking on the drive-in situation in Kansas City. I am on it. I'm on it just for you. But in the meantime, most of us are still stuck at home, at least for a couple more weeks, or we should be stuck at home. And the stuff you can watch at home is actually heating up.
We got some decent stuff. What we got this week?
Now we got some really good stuff, starting first with Extraction, starring my man Chris Hemsworth, a.k.a. Thor.
It's a kidnapping. Drug lord's son. Clock's running at 16 hours. Proof of life as of 6 hours ago.
Dude. This is a run-and-gun classic. All Chris Hemsworth does in this movie is run, jump, shoot, and punch.
What else do you need?
Nothing. That's why this is a great action movie. And it's directed by Sam Hargrave, who is actually one of the most premier stuntmen in the game. He was actually the stunt coordinator on several Marvel movies, including Endgame. He's also a director. He directs this movie. Not a bad job, man, because you know he can handle the action stuff, man. And it's a ton of it, man. This is a 100% action movie, man. And it's got some cultural trappings. I mean, you know, you'll break it down with the description. And okay. People will be like, oh, okay.
You just teed me up, Sean. You're so good at that. I got your description right here. Tyler Rake, fearless black market mercenary, embarks on a deadly extraction to rescue the kidnapped son of an imprisoned international crime lord. Let's go. That sounds like something I want to see a Hemsworth in. You know what I mean?
He's perfect for it, man. He's perfect, man. I easily dropped like 4 popcorn bags on this one just for the action alone, man. It's worth it. I had a chance to actually holler at Chris, too, on Zoom, man, from his house in Australia. It's like a weird thing now. It's funny, man. He's actually a cooler dude on Zoom than in real life for some reason, but it works for me.
And that's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's Netflix, man. Streaming today.
Oh, that dropped today, so this is a brand new one.
Brand new. Brand spanking new, like a fresh pair of sneakers.
Nice. All right, what else we got? Because you got a nice little list this week.
For the kiddos, the Willoughbys, man. It's an animated film on Netflix, streaming right now.
Our parents are the worst. Just think about how great our family could be if they were gone.
Ghastly.
Ruthless.
Cast of the movie's dope, man. Will Forte, he's funny. Ricky Gervais, he's really, really funny. And Maya Rudolph, she's funny.
It's an SNL, NBC heavy show.
Yeah. Well, at least the talent, man. It's colorful, like Trolls World Tour. It's sort of wacky. Group of children who are neglected by their parents, but it actually at the end has a really great message. So it's not bad for the kids. I mean, they're probably going to watch it multiple times anyway. They're stuck at home with the rest of us, so there you go. You know, do a nice little kiddo double feature, the Willoughbys and Trolls World Tour. Man, that's a good day.
Okay, what else we got? Keep it hot.
That's all the new stuff, but I like to tease some stuff that's coming because there's some really, really good. There's some really, really, really good stuff coming, and it's something that I'm watching currently that I really like is Mrs. American, starring Academy Award winner Kate Blanchett.
I am not against women. I am not against women working outside the home. But what I am against is the women's liberation movement.
The series is on FX. Hulu deals with women's lib movement, but Kate Blanchett's character is actually not for them. She's not down for the movement, so I like the way they flip that. Some really interesting stuff going on with that series. Strong, man. Like, the writing, incredible. The acting is, like, top-notch. And then there's a small storyline thread about Shirley Chisholm. A lot of people don't know this. She was actually the first woman in America to legitimately run for the presidency yep. of the United States, and she happened to be black. I know they don't teach that in a lot of schools. That's why I'm educating y'all fools
break
right
them off.
Now.
Break them off a piece. I have heard...
Gotta break them off some knowledge.
I have heard nothing but good stuff about this show.
Nah, it's really good, man. So I've jumped onto that, man. I just want to let the people know if you're looking for something solid, like... Definitely, like, check that out, man. So there's a lot of good stuff out there still, and we've been on lockdown. Most people have been on lockdown for like 4 to 6 weeks, and there's still a lot of stuff you can check out, man. The pipeline is still full.
Good.
I don't know if we're going to be saying that 6 months or a year from now, but in terms of right now, a ton of good stuff still out there for people to check out and explore.
There we go. No time like the present, so just do it now.
And then I got to give a quick shout-out, man. Speaking of staying at home, because, you know, I'm all about the gear, man. Like, when they talk about things opening up, the first place I'm going to hit is a retail store, too, so I can freshen up my look.
It's about that fit.
But, man, I got to bring it up, man. I got to get that post-quarantine look on, man. this is KC Quarantine. Fashion show is taking place tonight at 8 p.m. It's all on Zoom. It's for a good cause. It's to support local boutiques. A bunch of influencers got together to put this on. Here's the deal. They're going to be hitting the runway, but the runway is going to be their hallway in their homes. That's dope, man. That's like, you know, a virtual KC Fashion Week. Here's your chance to sit front row.
That ain't bad.
Just get made up for it. You know, put your finest gear on, man. It's like you feel like you like front row, you know, at a couture show in Paris sitting next to Kanye and Kim Kardashian.
Man, that's just how you live your life, though. That's just daily for you.
Nah, man, not anymore, man. Look, dude, I'm so happy to get out of the house, man. I'm sitting in the parking lot of a strip mall. I feel like I'm in the middle of the south of France right now.
Well, here, before let me let you get back on your date. But real quick, our guy Deion Taylor, what's he been doing, man? I hear he's doing some good stuff.
Yeah, here's the deal, man. Deion Taylor like created this initiative to help support like black journalists and film critics. A lot of them have been hit hard by the pandemic. There've been a lot of layoffs. A lot of people have been furloughed. You know, a lot of people are struggling to find work. So he's just trying to reach out to like say, hey, I got your back, you know, if you need any help, we're going to support you.
As you guys know, I've been spending a lot of time during the quarantine really trying to put together like some energy to reach out to people and also make sure I'm doing my part, man. And I was able to get on the phone 2.5 weeks ago with my brother, Sean Edwards, who's out of Kansas City. And we just kicked into this real conversation about what's going on with our black journalists. And we've just been calling every black journalist we can to tell them that we love them. We're thinking about them, and we've also sent them a care package. And the reason that we're doing this is because if we don't care, no one cares. If we don't band together, then no one will band together.
It's a really cool thing that he's doing. You can check that out on his Facebook page.
Good people doing good things, helping each other out. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, man. And, hey, this fireside barbecue, man, like I said, it's fire, man. I've never been here before. It's fire, man.
Well, hey, go back on that date. I know you're being a gentleman. I know you're probably taking care of her. So I'm going to let you get back.
That's good.
And I'm going to wish you nothing but the best. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. My man, he's busy right now. Leave him alone.
Oh,
Sean,
dang.
We going to talk next week?
Yes, sir, Rose.
All right, man. Good luck. Good luck.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
I'm exhausted. What a show. Had a lot of stuff going on today, Pete.
Yeah, I'm sweaty.
Sweaty Sween.
I'm sweaty from that show. Listen, call me whatever you want, but just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh, come on. Come on, man. That's how you want to finish this week? Is that how you want to finish this? Well, hey, great effort last night. And not just last night. In this entire week, I think it's been a pretty good... I also think it's been a pretty good couple weeks of shows. So thank you, Kansas City.
We have events. We have a few events.
We do.
And don't you have something you want to tell the people about for tonight? What can they do online?
What are you talking about?
It's Friday, April 24th at 6 o'clock.
Oh, Oh yeah, my job. good job, Pete. Well, I work at a radio station, 96.5 The Buzz in Kansas City, and we have a concert tonight. Oh wow, thank you, Pete. We are throwing Buzz Beach Ball. It's our biggest festival, our biggest music festival of the year. Wow, the more I say this, the more I probably really shouldn't have been on top of this. Our biggest festival of the year, and we're doing it virtually. So starting tonight at 6, we got a bunch of bands. Oh, Hartzell, I don't have the list pulled up. I don't. It's a lot of bands playing tonight.
Yeah,
a bunch more playing tomorrow. Yeah,
I think it'd probably be like the Cold War Kids, Neon Trees, St. Motel, Barnes Courtney, Dreamers, Robert sense. DeLong, Taylor James. Mm-hmm. Could get that 6 o'clock on 96.5.
I should have seen that coming.
I see that Boulevard Beer has a virtual beer dinner tomorrow. So that's pretty cool. You can find out more information on Facebook with all this stuff. Didn't have a time to really pull a ton of events today just because of the circumstances. I'll be diving into the NFL draft all weekend.
Ooh, he says.
If you care about your Chiefs, you'll be able to find my stuff on the interwebs. My Twitter is at PG Sween. We have at Arrowhead Pride. You have at KC Morning Show, at Hartzell 965. Plenty of ways to check out our content.
Okay, here it is.
Dealing out this weekend.
This is what you need to be doing this weekend. This is your virtual Buzz Beach Ball. You want to get music heavy on your Friday and Saturday, 6 o'clock, Marion Hill, Third Eye Blind, Meg Myers, St. Motel, Barnes Courtney, Group Love, the Cold War Kids, Airborne Toxic Event, Robert DeLong, a personal favorite of mine. And we did stage announcements for him. So we have, when you bring a band on stage, we call that, you know, stage announcements, obviously. Sure. And we did that from our homes. So you're going to see... I love when you're brief. And so we're going to be doing that from our house. So that's going to be exciting. Big couple days, and I am excited that I told you about it.
Yes. Should be a big night.
Buzz Beach Ball.
At the beach ball.
See you at the beach.
Meet us at the ball.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got for today, my friend.
Oh, Pete, it's good to see you, man. Love you, brother. If you want to give us a rating or a review, we would so appreciate that. And it's actually kind of working. We're getting our numbers. The numbers are looking really, really good, and that's all because of you. So rate and review, like us and follow us and whatever you got to do. I'm not going to
insult your intelligence. Houston and Rooston, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. KC Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle. We will see you on the flippy flip.
On the flippity flip. Come on, man. Parks and Rec's a better show. Peter. Give me a letter!
L.
Peter L. Sween!
The KC Morning Show.
I love you, buddy. See you in the morning.
That's what she said.